This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
This is the Big O Show.
Ask and you shall receive. We are in the mask. Those of you that were asking me about mask and you're wondering if I would whip out the mask, here is my N95 mask. No? What do you think?
Totally road warrior.
Ready to go. There you go. So, there you go. But I can't do the show this way. I wish I could.
But then it's all muzzled the entire time, so I can't do that. But there you go. That's my mask. And I'm sticking to it. Of course, got to put it inside my my little Ziploc. Keep it away from stuff. There you go. All right. I told you I carry my mask around. I have it there, always ready, always prepared. What comments do I? What insults am I getting? By the way. Let's see. Let me live in peace. Says Miami needs O-lines, tight end, and running backs before getting a QB. Sir, they've got Gesicki. He did a nice job this past year. Why do you want to give up on Gesicki so quickly? Let's see. He says in Greer we trust. Go Gators also says it. One thing for sure is that Miami needs to be much more physical next season. We need to be the bullies. Well, but they were young, so they've got a draft. I mean, that comes with building up the team. George Arthur says, what up, Big O? Kick-ass mask, bro. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let's see. Flipside Fishing says, I want to say finish him with that mask on. Love it. Myron Sanchez says, ha. Go Gator says, bro, I can barely hear you with the mask. Yeah, no, I can't keep the mask on and do the show. But I just wanted to show you the mask. Scorpion, finish him. Let's see. George Arthur says, I'm thinking Wirfs or Becton. I got no problem with either one. And then snag a QB in the second like Anthony Gordon. I got no problem with that, actually. I really don't. Call of Duty 1 says, the mask is fire. I need one. What is it called? I would have to look it up on my Amazon thing and tell you what it's called. But I don't think you can get them anymore. I remember I got that mask like a month ago now. So that's where I can look it up here in my orders, and I can tell you if you want. Let me see. When I find it here, I'll tell you. Let me see what we got here. Mike Monaco from the Bronx says, I have condoms with the same design of your mask. Well, that's an ugly condom. And Myron likes the mask. All right, so most of you like the mask, actually. I expected you guys to make fun of me. It's called AXSYON, Axion Dust Mask. Okay? Oh, and I'm sorry, it's an N99. My mask, not N95. N99. So, there you go. Whatever, 99, 95, what the hell? It doesn't matter.
You know what the difference is, correct?
It's like thicker material, big deal. There's
well,
my daughters.
It's about more minuscule-sized particles could get in on a 95. The 99, it's got a tighter filter.
All right, look. There you go. That's hers. The one I got for my daughter is actually nicer. But, yeah, so there you go. AXYON Dusk. And by the way, you hit that on Amazon now and it goes, you can't find it on the page. It's gone. It's completely gone. So it doesn't exist on Amazon. Now, that's not to say that somebody else may have it or something along those lines. Okay? But there you go. That's the mask. And whether you get an N99, an N90, just get a mask. Okay, just protect yourself and get one, and better to be, you know, safe than sorry. All right, 786-322 1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. And apparently the NFL is looking at multiple scenarios for the draft. Now, you look at this whole situation, because the NFL now is, remember we talked about it yesterday, that the Saints have a sports bar that they're going to go to, that Gail Benson, the owner of the Saints, she owns that bar. So I don't know if they're going to be approved for that. It doesn't seem like it, because now with the whole COVID-19 thing, the NFL on Thursday provided guidelines to all the teams on draft day. All right. And it says the league issued a memo obtained by Tom Pelissero and informs all the clubs considering that for the draft, the first option is for clubs to operate out of their facilities. Now, that may be a problem because some cities may not allow you to work at your facility. That's one. And you're not going to get written permission to draft football players to get it open. Government officials aren't going to give you a break for that, because that would make them look like idiots. It's subject to mandatory health and safety guidelines issued by Dr. Alan Sills, which will include limitations on the number permitted club personnel at the facility and rigorous cleaning requirements. The second option is for the teams to operate completely remotely in personal residences with a clear prohibition of any number of clubs' personnel gathering in one residence. So that's probably how it's going to be. There'll be a couple guys in different houses. They'll be whatever apart. They'll be on film. The league will be able to see it, all that kind of stuff. And then they'll probably send in their pick, and then somebody for the NFL will do the pick like they normally do, the commissioner, and that's it. You won't see who's making the pick behind the scenes from each team. That's my prediction. They'll send it in one way or another, because I'm sure they're going to have multiple avenues to send it in. Audio, video, text, you know, whatever. So that way it gets through for sure. And then they'll have that one person for the league that is receiving the information and passing it on to an NFL official who will then be in front of some camera, which I would imagine is the commissioner, and announcing the pick. That's it. That's what's going to end up happening. It's not that big a deal. You know, we're kind of making it out to be a bigger deal than what it normally is. It for them personally, is it a little better to be in person, see people face-to-face, and have these conversations? Of course. But the thing is, they've already had these conversations. They've already planned out the draft. They've already said, this is our first corner, this is our second best corner, this is our third best corner, and this is our 70th best corner. And they did that with the quarterbacks, and they did that with the left tackles, and the right tackles, and the swing tackles, and the center, and the guards, and the center slash guards. Whatever. They've done all those combinations already. Those conversations have been had. Those rankings have been made. Now, is there a heated moment because two guys might be kind of the same, and one position coach is fighting for one player and another position coach is fighting for another player, and they're both, you know, positions of need, but now the GM has to make a decision which one should he pick over the other? That kind of crap? Of course. That's going to happen. But you're going to have them on a teleconference. So they're going to be able to, all right, hey, what do you think? You got 10 minutes. So one coach, you know, will spew his thing in 45 seconds. Then he'll go to the other position coach and say, what do you think? He'll talk for 45 seconds. And then the GM will say, okay. And then he'll look for a trade or look for a trade up or down to see if there's anything. If not, he'll take the player that he thinks out of it. That's it. It's not the end of the world. Let's not make this sound. We make this sound like this is something. You know what's crippling? You being out of work. You not being able to pay your rent, your mortgage. You not being able to make your car payment. You, if you don't have any money for food for your kids on the table. That's crippling. If these guys got to work from home and that's the biggest hurdle, oh, give me a break. It's easy to overcome. Look, If we were in 1950, that's a whole different ballgame. Communicating in those days, it's different. Now, come on, man. We got audio, we got video, we got phones, we got every which way to communicate. So that's not a problem. Everybody will be fine. Everybody will get their picks in, all of that. I already told you, the challenge is not how they have their draft rooms, whether they do it at the building or they do it at their homes. None of that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? The challenge is going to be, how good are your scouts? What kind of thorough work did they do? Were they thorough in their work is what I should have said. How much information did they gather about all these players? And the coaching staffs and the scouting staffs that were well prepared before this pandemic are the ones that are going to do the best on those days. And that's why I keep telling you, I get it. You know, for 20 years, people were like, well, why are you so negative? Why are you always picking up? Well, because they suck and they don't come through, right? And that's kind of what it was for 20 years. And now you're going to wonder, well, why the hell is he so positive about it? Well, because I kind of see that there's a boatload of scouts at heart. We don't have – see, this is the beauty of the Dolphins now. There isn't this bickering going on between the general manager and the head coach for power, and then there's some woman in the way, and she's trying to meddle in, and then you've got Mike Tannenbaum who wants to act like a football guy but isn't a football guy. He's an accountant. That's all gone. It's all gone.
You don't have coaches doing cocaine?
No, you're right. There's no coaches doing cocaine. None of that, bro. Nothing. Okay? We don't have any of that. We have a pure football guy in Chris Greer running the operations. A guy that grew up in this business, that his dad was a personnel director. Okay? His dad had a hand in drafting Brady, by the way. And his brother was an exceptional player in the NHL. We're talking about a professional family. We're talking about a guy that's a hardcore football guy. So when he finally sees all the crap that's gone on with the Dolphins and they finally give him the keys to the kingdom, what does he do? He goes and hires a head coach that's also got scouting in his background. And then he goes and he says, well, wait a minute. These guys are great personnel guys and they're great scouts. And they're available. The Raiders are going to fire Reggie McKay. You mean the guy that drafted Khalil Mack? You mean the guy that got you Derek Carr? You mean the guy that got you to the playoffs and turned it around when he, in his first 2 years, he didn't have a first and second round pick? That Reggie McKenzie? Yeah, I'm going to bring him over. And Marvin Allen's available? You mean he helped Atlanta get a bunch of talent and Kansas City? Yeah, let me bring him over. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what, you know, because I've been following personnel for a while. Those of you that have followed this show, you know we've been going to all these places for over 20 years, and I've gotten to know a lot of personnel people. And Reggie McKenzie is a badass, and Marvin Allen is a badass, and Chris Greer knows what the hell he's doing. And that's why I'm telling you, it doesn't matter where you're at. I don't care if you're at the facility or you're at home. How good are your scouts? How thorough are your scouts? Are your scouts going to find Preston Williams undrafted? Miami's did. That's what I'm talking about. Are your scouts finding Nick Needham off the scrap heap? Miami's did. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They look at their linebacker and they say, okay, this guy's undisciplined. He really can't cover. He ad-libs all the time and doesn't ad-lib really good. He's no Junior Seau ad-libbing. Let's trade his ass and let's bring in Vince Beagle, because Vince Beagle's being underused there, but we can use him in a certain way here. Their scouts aren't doing it, but Miami's is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see the examples are there already. Eric Rowe, they figure out Eric Rowe can't play corner, but Eric Rowe can cover the hell out of a tight end. Your scouts ain't figuring it out, but Miami's are. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So don't worry about where the hell the draft's being held. If it's being held in somebody's bathroom, if it's being held at a facility or people's homes, I don't give a rat's ass. None of that matters. They can communicate in a world of communication. We're good. Okay? Zoom, IG, phones, texts.
Skype.
Skype, whatever. There's many ways to contact each other. Okay? Not worried about that. I'm worried about who's got the better scouts. Who's got the better information? Who's going to unearth talent? That's what I want to know. I want to know, how prepared are you? And I think our guys are going to be better prepared than most. Okay? So when I saw that story and I see people talking about this silliness, I don't give a rat's ass about that. I know that the Dolphins are going to have an advantage over most, because their heart and soul are people that love to scout talent. Okay? Your team is no longer led by a guy that's an accountant acting like a football guy in Mike Tannenbaum. The guy that a friend of mine, once getting on a plane, walking through the aisle, looks to one side and sees Mike Tannenbaum sitting in an airplane seat with a draft magazine in his hand. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Papa Hog says, what's up, Big O? You the man? Miami front office now is too smart to be taking chances on Tua, injury prone, to waste chances on draft picks. Think about it. They do not contract physicals with the veterans. Yes. I don't think they'll take Tua either, actually. I don't think they want to take Tua because of the injuries. But we'll see. We will find out. You guys know it. I've already said it. I'm the guy that would take a lineman there, and I would take Tristan Wirfs. Let's see. What else do we have here on the chat board? T-Bone says, hey, Big O, shouldn't you be home isolating? Can't do the show from home? We do the show from home, but we have a couple of places. This is an essential place, and so we're here. But we're not around anybody, dude. There's nobody around here. We're in an area that we're all by ourselves, and we only have our table, our stuff, and it's only me and Bill. So I'm really not at risk whatsoever. And then all I do is get in my car and go home. That's it. Yesterday at Toyota and here, but we get to do the shows, but we're not like next to anybody.
You know, I was thinking about it, man. We haven't been out. Do you realize this?
Oh, yeah, weeks.
Since St. Petersburg, UFO.
Right. Yes.
Since we came back from that, it's right. Just been home and work.
That's it. Yeah, I haven't gone out at all. It's only been Toyota, Acura, VSS West Pines.
VSS.
And then home. That's it. That's the only thing that we've done. This is safer than you going to the supermarket. Oh, yeah. Like a million times safer what I'm doing than you going to the supermarket. We don't touch anything. So, yeah, we're fine. But I appreciate you looking out. Thank you very much. Hialeah Bread says 56% of QBs picked in the first round are successful. It's a toss-up. Transition to NFL is a different ball game. Yes, sir. You are correct. It is a tough ball game. I don't know about the percentage, but it's a bad one. You're going to miss a lot at quarterback. A lot. You're going to miss more than you're going to hit, put it that way. Let's see. What else do we have?
That thing that we did, the Todd McShay thing, since 2015, the rankings going into the draft.
Yeah.
There was only one guy that's worth a crap, Carson Wentz. The other nine, we're talking about the top guys the last top 5 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. Let's see. Douglas Anderson says, went back and watched some Dolphin games from last year with Rosen at QB. The offensive line was pathetic. Every down there, one or two or three defensive players in the backfield. Yeah, no. But Rosen also has to make better decisions. I'm just not that quick to blame it on everybody else and not the quarterback. That's just not, I'm not, you know, it's up to Rosen too. When they're, look, in my eyes, okay, this is the way I look at it. QBs are, it's kind of like human beings, okay? You could be around somebody and they could be a great person, but then you find out about them in times of adversity and things like that, and then they all of a sudden change on you and they become somebody you don't even recognize. You know what I mean? And that's the sign of when you find out about somebody's in adversity. For me, it's the same thing about quarterbacks. I want to see how you are under chaos. Are you giving in to that chaos? Are you just throwing the ball away? Are you just, you know, are you turning it over? Or are you doing at least the most responsible thing under the worst conditions? So if people get into your backfield, are you making sure that you're getting rid of the football, but not intercepting it, not getting intercepted, but I'm saying throwing it away, making sure it hits the ground? Are you hitting the people you're supposed to hit? Are you checking down when you're supposed to? Are you taking the deep ball when it's there? Are you fine? All these kind of things. I got to see you in chaos. And while Rosen had chaos, he didn't play well under it. He gave in to the chaos. And that's kind of what goes on with Jameis Winston too. That as great as he is, when the things are going awry, he makes mistakes. And by the way, that's what happens to Tannehill. When he gets all pressured and flustered, that's when he can't do anything. It just bogs down. Now, if you give him airtime and give him space and give him all the time and give him a dominant running game and a dominant offensive line, and he'll make some plays for you. He'll give you 80 yards, 100 yards, 150 so you can win the game. But he's not going to carry you. He's not going to make a difference. So for me, that's what I need to see from my quarterback. Can you work in chaos? Because you're just not going to have the Dallas offensive line for you from the mid-90s. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to have Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith and Derrick Henry in your backfield. So there are times where you're not running the ball, so you got to do something. And that's – so for me, I need to see my quarterback have moments where they can lift the team, they make people better, and when things are really bad, he's not making it worse. That's all I need. I know you can't win it because things are terrible, but you're kind of keeping the ship afloat at least. You're doing all right. You're surviving. But if some guys are dropping the football, that doesn't mean you should turn it over. Because a guy's missing a block doesn't mean you should turn it over. And because a guy's missing a block doesn't mean you always take the sack. You got to find a way to get rid of that football. And when you're rolling out, make sure before you step out of bounds, you throw away the football. You don't run out of bounds with the football 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and give them a team sack. All these kind of things. I need to know what kind of quarterback you are. That, to me, that's when I know I have a quarterback. The guy that doesn't panic in chaos. And when you need him to elevate people, he can do it. And if he doesn't have those traits, then he's not my guy. Then he's just a guy, or he's terrible, or he's average, or he's a game manager. He's all those other things that, whatever. It's not attractive whatsoever. It's the Mama June of the position. Rosen is going to be the man. The fact that this coaching staff still has him on the team and coaching this kid up, I believe all the hard work the staff is putting in, Rosen will pay off nicely. Well, I hope you're right, Billy. It would be nice. Douglas says that eliminates Jordan Love. That's why I don't take Jordan Love at 5. I like Jordan Love a lot, but I like him later on because he's a project. I don't mind taking projects, but take them later on. You, when you have a top 10 pick, you don't take a project quarterback. You just don't. When you have a top 10 pick, you got to take a guy that you're convinced is franchise material. Not, if this, if that. No.
No, you can't do that.
Those guys got to be plug and play, right?
Almost.
Almost. It's a little bit of
a quarterback position is not a plug and play position.
Right.
That's the problem. Now,
there's a learning curve there.
Obviously. It's really, really difficult. And another reminder, folks, for those of you out there listening, give us the thumbs up, all right, while you're watching. Also use the share link. Grab that link and share it. Send it to a text to somebody, a friend of yours that likes sports, loves the Dolphins, whatever, hates the Dolphins, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. Send it, put it on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, wherever it is you do your social media work. And we thank you as always. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We are at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. We're out here every single Friday. We do want to remind you that Moody's Dental is a proud sponsor of our program. We love talking about Eric and the great people at Moody's Dental. If you are in pain right now, folks, let's get you out of pain, all right? You got to fix that cavity. Call them, 305-821-0231. I get so excited because my teeth, all right, are getting straighter and straighter every day with my Invisaligns, and they are Invisalign and implant experts. 305-821-0231. Support the great sponsors that support our show every single day, even through a pandemic. 305-821-0231, moodysdental.com.
SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
We'll reimburse payments up to a total of $1,800 based on purchase and MSRP on approved credit on select models. Excludes tax, tag, title, and includes $899 dealer fee. Offer ends 5/4/20.
Toyota of Hollywood is open, and we're here to serve you. The safety of our customers and associates is our top priority. Toyota of Hollywood is following strict guidelines, including social distancing and keeping our facilities clean and sanitized. Buy with zero down, 0% APR financing, and we'll make your payments till 2021. Pay up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used. 2019 Freon Camry LE, not 27,000, 16,775. 2020 Freon Corolla LE, not 22,000, 13,775. Shop and save at our 400,000 square foot dealership at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer, based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2019 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.